Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Joining us now, former quarterback in the Rams, the Vikings, and much more, Gus Frerotte. How are you tonight? Thank you for joining us.
Mac, how are you? What a tough one that was last night.
Ooh, tell me what you saw last night.
I mean, I saw one heck of a running game. And, you know, yeah, there were some mistakes, but they were in the driver's seat until the very end. And, you know, that's the deal with the NFL when you're playing good teams with good players, that it's a game of inches, as we always say. And you know, if the guy would have reached out or been able to get an extra 6 inches, he would have had a first down. And that's how close it was. And anytime you give a player like Russell Wilson a chance, you know, most of those chances tend not to be on your side.
Didn't that remind you, though, Gus, in the best possible case, how great the game of football is? That you know, it comes down, you can battle for 58 minutes, and it's just, if you can reach the ball to the first down line, you get, and now you get to hold them, and you get to fourth down. If you can just stop them, you win the game, but you didn't. I mean, isn't that the best the NFL has to offer in some respects?
Well, it really is, and what a game. You know, there were turnovers, there were plays, there were just so many things happened in that game, and you know, it was great to see the resiliency of the Vikings. What a great run game. I think the line had a trouble pass protecting, but, man, their run game, they were just opening up holes.
Yeah, why would that be? Why are there certain offensive linemen that are just built as run blockers and they're not good at pass blocking? Is it that simple, or is it the defense you play against?
Yeah, I just think that, you know, some guys are just made that way. You know, it's they're all about going forward and not about going backward. And it, you know, playing offensive line is difficult. You know, they don't ask defensive linemen to drop backwards very often.
No.
And, you know, where you know, if you're playing offensive linemen, you're asked to go forward, block a lot of dudes, and then all of a sudden you got to drop backwards and also do the same thing. So they're put in a lot of crazy positions, and sometimes you know, the run game is just better suited for them. And they showed that last night, that you know, they had some penalties, some holding calls when we were throwing the ball, but they had some just unbelievable blocks when we were running the ball.
Take me inside a locker room. Now you're 1-4, and you're the head coach, you're Mike Zimmer. You've been in a lot of locker rooms, Gus. You played for a lot of different coaches. What does he have to do to make sure that no one is doubting him, or to make sure that he's still got the team, as they say?
Well, first of all, I think the team wants to go for it in that situation at the end of the game.
Yep.
I think the whole team wanted to do that, right? We wanted to go, and we want to put the game away, right? They get that first down, the game's over, basically. But they didn't. Okay, so you're in the locker room after the game. It's a tough loss. You don't really have to say much to the guys. The guys understand it. You've been there. You just say, hey, guys, look, you know, it was a tough game. You guys competed. You battled. You know, and it came down. We were on the losing end, but we're going to get this thing straightened out. We know there's a couple more teams going to make the playoffs. They can still end up with a great record. There's, you know, they win 3 games in a row, and they're back to 500, which a lot of teams are. So, you know, they're definitely not out of it. It's not an easy road, but if anybody can do it, it's that coaching staff, it's that team in Minnesota.
Could you, I mean, can you always tell when a coach, you know, you played at some, a lot of scenarios, can you tell when a coach has lost the locker room?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And I don't think Coach Zimmerman's lost that locker
room. I don't think so either. I think just what you said, because I think you just would, to your point, you'd have gotten a unanimous vote, right? Should we go for it or not? So they're all in.
Yeah, guys are always all in on that. You know, the easy way out is kicking the field goal. The tough way is going to get the first down, and there's no doubt that most NFL players want to go and take the tough way. And even with all the statistics, you point to them and says, that's what the Vikings should have done. And, you know, it came down to inches. And it was hard to watch. And you just felt like, because they didn't make it, there was a chance. And then there's 4th and 10, and you know, you're saying, okay, well, now all we have to do is knock it down.
One time.
That's it, you know, and I've been there so many times, and it's just, it's tough to watch. It's tough to go through, but I think they're finding themselves, I think the Vikings are, and I think they're going to be formidable throughout the rest of the season.
Yeah, and it wouldn't hurt them to get healthy, and this Danielle Hunter injury seems to be a bit of a mystery now. And there's Anthony Barr, they already lost. Eric Wilson stepped up big yesterday, and Delvin Cook, we don't know how the groin will heal, if he can play this week or not, although Alexander Mattison was very good last night, et cetera, et cetera. But a lot of things factor in at that point in time. But it does look like offensively now for 3 straight games, they've been, you know, right up there with anybody in the NFL in terms of their efficiency and what they're trying to do.
Yeah, you know, and it's hard losing Dalvin Cook, who's one of the best players at his position in the league. But the 2 running backs that came in and played for him were just explosive. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know the guy's the backup's name. I think it's number 25.
Mike Boone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was special teams player of the week last week. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he is exploding. He's 10 yards downfield before, you know, anybody even has a hand on him. He's hitting those holes hard, and you love seeing that stuff. And now they really got to put some play action together with that to get the big plays downfield.
Do you think, because sometimes we'll see these college teams that are so good, and they got this great running back, and you go, wow, he's great. And then he comes out, and the next guy goes in, and you go, holy cow, he's great. And then they bring the 3rd guy, and he's great. Some of those guys, I mean, is there something to how much tread you got on the tire at that position? Because fresh legs mean a lot, and these guys all got something in them at that level?
Yeah, I think they do. And the thing about it is there are just some that obviously make the next step up to being, you know, really good.
Yep.
You know, I think they're all good. You got to have good running backs on your team. You know, what may not make them great is, can they pass protect? Can they pick up the blitz?
Uh-huh.
Can they do all the little things that you have to do? Do they run the routes correctly? You know, if you're a 3rd string guy, you don't get the reps with the first team, and maybe you're not running a check down like where Delvin is running it. You know, so there are different things that can go on for running back, but if I can hand the ball off to the guy and he's 10 yards down the field before anybody touches him every time, I'll take that any day.
Was Adrian Peterson incredibly impressive in practice?
Yeah, I mean, he practiced hard. You have to practice.
But, I mean, could you see, is he one of those guys you could just see it? This is something different? This is something off the charts?
Yeah, you know, you weren't going to see a safety coming up and taking him on and things like that,
yeah,
like in a real game. But you know, you saw Adrian run the ball, you saw what kind of, you know, just when you would hand it off to him, the things that he saw, what he could do with it, and then obviously his talent really showed up in game day.
Oh boy, did it. Hey, this Packer offense, do you think great quarterbacks are even better this year because they've got no distraction of a crowd ever? I mean, does that enter in, or can you explain some of these eye-popping numbers, and can you explain Green Bay?
Well, I mean, obviously Aaron Rodgers is pretty darn good, and I think they're clicking on a lot of cylinders right now in Green Bay. It seems like he's calm. He's having a lot of fun. Yeah, obviously when you go play away games and there's not a crowd to kind of ruin your snap count, or you can't hear, and you're changing everything all week, that makes a big difference for a quarterback mentally and just listening and hearing and all of that. Because the game now, you feel like you're almost at practice, right? You're going out and you're practicing against another team. Yeah, you can get drilled, but you don't have that 12th man that Seattle, you know, has all the time. And I'm sure that helped the Vikings.
You know, Russell Wilson, when you look at him quarterback to quarterback, obviously he's not the biggest guy, but since he stepped on the field, it's been his team. Explain him. What is it he sees? What is it he does?
Well, you know, it's funny. I saw after the game he went up and shook hands with our quarterback.
Kirk Cousins, yeah.
Yeah, Kirk. So, you know, and Kirk's way taller than him.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, okay, so this Russell Wilson is this amazing quarterback who has an ability to see, you know, things coming at him. He escapes trouble all the time, but he plays within the system, but he can go out and make plays when he is moving with his feet. And then he can go get you 15 yards in a hurry. He can step up. So I think he sees the game in a way that really is keen to him because, like, for instance, if Kirk is rolling out on a rollout or a play action where, you know, a bootleg, something like that, he and I would look to pass first. If yep. that is open for Russell Wilson, he's running it, right? That's an innate ability that he has. And, you know, he just is a playmaker. It doesn't matter the size, you know, and he has trust in his guys. His guys believe him in him. His coaching staff has full confidence in him, and they know that if he makes a mistake, they come off the field and it's no big deal. There's nobody yelling at him. There's nobody saying, why'd he do that? You know, you don't have to tell him that. And he is just playing with so much confidence right now, and that just raises everybody's level around him.
You know, a couple of years ago, to the point where some of the other players were even complaining about he and Pete Carroll's partnership and how Carroll treats him differently than everybody else. Is that, though, a great gamble by a coach? If you got a quarterback that you think is that special, go ahead and treat him like royalty and roll the dice with him?
Well, I don't know if you treat him like royalty. I think there's a different way to look at it. It's giving him full support of you. I'll give you a story. When I played for the Redskins, and I was starting when I was a rookie, you know, or maybe it was my second year, Coach Turner said, hey, you know, this is your team. You got to take full control. I go in the huddle, and one of the linemen are talking up, and they're not listening. And I said, hey, get out of my huddle. You know, I can't have you in here when you're talking and nobody else can hear. And he starts going crazy. This is in practice. And I said, well, just get out of my huddle. Go take a break and come back after the play. And Coach Turner goes, oh, no, we need him on this play.
Oh, boy.
And for me, that's not support at all. Right?
Yep.
And to me, it's like, okay, you just told me one thing,
yep.
but now I just felt and actually witnessed another thing in front of everybody on the team.
Yep.
And so when they say treat you like royalty, I think of it more as giving you full support, that if you do make a decision, it's your decision.
Sure.
We all stand by it, because then that gives you the ultimate confidence to go out and make the plays in the tough times.
In other words, you say, hey, it's his huddle. It's his game now. If he says sit, you sit for a play because this is his huddle.
Well, yeah, and what does that do? That gives, if Russell Wilson is in the huddle and said, dude, you know, no, you're not doing what I'm asking you to do. I need somebody else in here. The coach isn't going to ask twice about
yeah.
it, right? He's going to say, yeah, okay, get the other guy in there. Right. Whereas if you don't have confidence in the guy, he's going to say, oh, no, leave him in there. It's OK. But no, it's not OK to me, because I'm the one that has to throw to him, or I'm the one that has to deal. Now I'm only playing with 9 other guys instead of 10 other guys.
Yep.
So there's a lot of things that go into when you hear about that, giving a quarterback full support, you know, because there's no other position that can be substituted. Like, you know, you can't substitute for a quarterback. Yeah, you can, but it rarely ever works out.
Kirk Cousins has not had a lot of theatric fourth quarter comebacks. He's had a lot of good numbers. Is being a fourth quarter quarterback, like what we saw Wilson do last night, is there an art to that? Is that something that can be learned? Is it just circumstance? What is it?
I just think there's an art to it, and I think there's something about your teammates trusting you and knowing that you're going to make plays. Like, most guys say it's, you know, 4th and 10. I just got to get a first down. He lets one rip for 40 yards, you know, yeah. and then he has faith in that guy that he's practiced with all off season. And then that guy has faith that he, you know, if I get open, he's going to throw it to me. But, you know, that whole team has that trust and confidence in each other. And you saw it come out in that fourth quarter play. But, you know, I don't think that the Vikings are far away from that, because we saw them when they got beat down and the Seattle Seahawks scored 3 touchdowns in within like 3 minutes, I would say, they came right back, ran the ball, had a
yep.
long drive, put points on the board, and took the lead. So that's what you have to do if you want to be a great team in the NFL.
Gus, you're also part of our CBS radio family, and you do your own podcast. How have you enjoyed it, and where do they find it?
Well, yeah, I've enjoyed it tremendously, just because I've gotten to talk to a lot of people from a lot of different backgrounds, especially people from, you know, my passion in football, about how sports shape their life. I just interviewed Jim Florentine, who's a comedian. He's had a lot of show. He's been on Crank Anchors. He's had does stand up all over the country. And he's a huge sports fan, loves baseball. You know, we talked about that was just a huge part of his childhood growing up in New Jersey. And then, you know, we just get to talk to so many people. I have Dick Vermeil on the show this week.
Oh, fun.
And if anybody wants to listen to it, they can go to huddleupwithgus.com or they can go to the radio.com app or wherever they listen to their favorite podcast. So you can find it up in out there anywhere. Just go to Huddle Up with Gus, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, and you'll be able to find our show.
Well, I really enjoyed this tonight. I hope we can do it again here on WCCO as well. It's always fun to get your insights, Gus, and I appreciate you very much.
I appreciate you for having me on, Mike. I appreciate the Vikings fans. Hang in there. It's going to get better. You got a great team, great coaching staff. So I look forward to next week.
Thanks, Gus.
Take care, Mike.
You bet, Gus Frat. That's fun when you got somebody who knows the game inside and out. That was a great story, wasn't it?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.